John, as we all know, there's a work of art, the art of the deal, artistic license, artist's renderings, art for art's sake, Art Fleming and Art Bell. And then there's really bad DVD box art. The nominees for the worst DVD packaging design art are The Time Tunnel, 20th Century Fox,
Columbo, Universal Home Video,
King Kong, the animated series, Sony Wonder. And the winner of the worst DVD packaging design art is The Time Tunnel, 20th Century Fox.
Complex more than 800 stories beneath the desert floor. The United States government has been spending billions of dollars on a top secret project involving more than 12,000 specialized personnel living in their own self-contained city. The mission. As scientific director of the complex, Doug Phillips heads a team trying to be the first to send a man into time and return him without harm.
This is a red alert. Red alert. All time tunnel personnel report to their stations on the double. Red alert. Red alert. This is a red alert. Red alert. All time tunnel personnel report to their stations on the double.
Some may wonder how a 2006 DVD release could win an award for 2005. The answer is quite simple. I utilize my TV time machine to move forward ever so slightly into the very near future to retrieve a copy of this DVD set, bring it back to the past present for brief but effective ridicule, before I again transported myself and my ill-gotten booty back to the future before the Time Tunnel DVD set was detected as missing from its proper place within the time-space continuum. Finally, once the altered timeline was located and repaired, I thrust my machine into maximum reverse, but not before surreptitiously placing the DVD on a futuristic store shelf, which enabled me to embark on my final voyage to safely return within the here and now. However, one question remains, John. Are you now my father?
I am your father.
And I am your mother.
So, John, what do you think of the artwork for the Time Tunnel DVD set?
Well, I'll have to say it looks like they had a contest among preschoolers and said, here's a box of crayons and a piece of paper. Let's see who can do the best cover for the Time Tunnel series. And sure enough, on a preschooler level, there you go.
That is searing criticism.
It's horrible. It's awful. It's sketchy, yucky art.
So I wonder why they simply didn't use the original art from the show.
Well, not only that, but also maybe a screen capture or a publicity still of them on the bridge of the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, very good. Very
yeah.
Good.
That might have drawn a few people to the box.
And so. What studio released Titanic?
20th Century Fox. There you go.
Right,
and Paramount.
And Paramount. Yeah, very good.
Is this a quiz?